Welcome, folks, to the Teaching Fishing Podcast. It is our first podcast of 2016. We're excited. I hope everybody had a great holiday season and a happy new year. Our Michigan State fans, I hope you guys are recovered from a whooping. Looks like our Buckeyes, look at poor Tim, our Michigan State fan here. Cream rises to the top. The Buckeyes and the Wolverines took over and won their bowl game. So, you know, elite is elite, and we'll get there sometime. We'll get there sometime, Spartans.
Champs are champs.
Okay, anyway, enough of that. Obviously, our Lions are done, so that's another story as we go. It's hockey season now, so we can start cheering for the Red Wings. We've got a great show today. We're going to have Ben Nielsen, the manager of the Ultimate Fishing Show in Detroit, on with us for a little bit, talking about the Ultimate Fishing Show coming up. We don't like to date our podcast too much, but this show is going to focus on what's coming up. This is you're hearing this on Wednesday or Thursday. This week is the start of show season for us, and kind of a crazy, frantic time for us here at Walleye 101. It starts about a three-month caravan across the Midwest of doing fishing shows. And one of our favorite shows, and probably one of the best shows that we go to, is the Ultimate Fishing Show in Detroit at the Suburban Collection Showplace Center in Novi. Southeast Michigan, obviously Ohio, a huge draw. One of the biggest fishing shows that we go to, the biggest area, the biggest venue, the biggest crowd, the most vendors, the most boats, the most everything at this show. That's coming up this weekend, Thursday through Sunday. So we're going to talk to Ben Nielsen, the manager of that show, and get you all the details about that show so you can get excited about going. So stay tuned. Teaching Fishing Podcast presented by Trax Tech. We are excited about show season. We'll see you there, so stay tuned. We'll get a minute to talk to Ben Nielsen about Showspan, tell you all about the upcoming show, and hope to see you there. Get all the details from Ben. Come on back just a second after these few messages. We'll see you back on the Teaching Fishing Podcast.
When you rig your boat, make sure you look at the Ultimate Fishing System from Trax Tech. From end caps to downriggers or rod holders to cup holders and custom applications, Trax Tech can help you rig your boat like a pro. You can get a hold of Trax Tech at 989-845-5969 or at TraxTech.com. That's www.TraxTech.com. Trax Tech, the ultimate fishing system.
Welcome back to the Teaching Fishing Podcast. I'm Captain Lance Valentine, and we are here with our fishing show edition. It's that time of year. It's time to get out and get to the fishing show, see the new boat, see the new tackle, see some great seminars, and come by and check out everything we've got going on at the Teaching Fishing booth. First show of this year is the Ultimate Fishing Show in Detroit at the, what's the name of the place now? What do they call it now? The Financial Center in Suburban Collections Showplace in Novi. It's had about 15 names since it opened up about 10 years ago. That's the first show of the year, always the biggest show for us here in Michigan, in Southeast Michigan. Lots of fishermen from Michigan, Ohio, actually Indiana, Illinois. We see guys from all over the Midwest coming up to the show, and that show is kicking off this week. And with us on the phone today is our good buddy, the show manager for the Ultimate Fishing Show in Detroit and some other shows with Showspan, Ben Nielsen. Ben, how you doing? I'm sure you're a little frazzled right now, getting everybody moved in for the show, getting ready for the first show of the year.
Well, there's no doubt it's a little bit frazzling, but I'm doing fantastic. You know, I'm excited like everybody else. I mean, you know, the show season's getting going here, and I love my job, so I'm ready to go.
Well, let me ask you a question. We're sitting here getting ready to pack up to move in, and I'm thinking, you know, every year it seems like I know when the show is coming, and I'm never ready. Do you have that same problem down there as a guy that runs the show?
Well, there is no doubt that the first one is always, you know, a little bit different. You know, it kind of starts things off, you know, and you're never always, you know, 100% prepared. So, yes, there is that from our end a little bit, too, that does happen, you know. And the other side of it is, you know, even from the patron side, I mean, it kind of sneaks up on you a little bit. I mean, we just got done with New Year's, and boom, here we go. But, you know, I'm looking ahead, and I'm looking at weather and everything else combined. It's going to be a great weekend here at the show.
And this is always, for us, we travel around the Midwest and do lots of shows, and this is always kind of our favorite show to go to. It's early in the season. You guys do a fantastic job with the show, but it seems like everybody's there, right? All the manufacturers, all the guys who are any players at all in the tackle business. The seminar lineup is one of the strongest I've ever seen at all, you know, during the course of the year. You guys do a great job. How long has this show been going on in this Novi area?
Well, the show is actually in its 42nd year. Now, It's been in some different locations, but the actual show itself is going into year number 42, which is outstanding.
Wow.
And, you know, it really is, you know, as far as seminar speakers go, I challenge you to really find anything that has a more, you know, star-studded lineup than this show. It really is fantastic on that.
Talk about some of the guys that you've got featured speakers coming in for this show.
Well, sure. I mean, I guess I'll start on the bass side of things. Don't get mad at me
on
the walleye fishing.
But,
you know, I will say it's hard to argue that, you know, Kevin Van Dam is probably one of the, you know, the biggest names that's out there. And he will be with us on Friday. Mark Zona is another huge name in that world. He'll be with us on Thursday. And then, you know, when we get into the walleye side of things, well, I mean, we'd be hard-pressed to not start with Lance Valentine on that, you know. But, yeah, right, exactly. You know, and, you know, Mark Romanak will be here. Marianne Husky's going to be here. Mark Martin's going to be here. Chip Cartwright, who's the owner-manufacturer of Wolverine Spoons, is going to be here doing some walleye stuff. Jake Romanak, Mark's son, you know, isn't really going to be speaking specifically on walleye. He's going to be doing more, you know, ice fishing kind of talks. But, you know, he's starting to make a name for himself as well right now, and he'll be here doing seminars. You know, another new side of things right now is the whole kayak fishing side of things. You know, that's really growing. And we're going to have Chris LeMessurier here for that. Paul Beidiger is another big name in that world. And Dave Mull is another great name, who Dave's actually done a lot of, you know, big lake stuff as well. And he's going to be doing some kayak stuff here at the show. Boy, you know, I can keep going. Brian Brosdale, you know, from famous ice fisherman. Jason Mitchell, who's a huge name in ice fishing, he'll be here as well. So, you know, I'm sure I'm missing some, but, you know, that's just a few that are going to be here.
I'm looking at the seminar schedule right now, and I just see some really cool things. You know, Lake Erie perch, pike under the ice, giant smallmouth, kids fishing, no secrets on Lake St. Clair, Detroit River walleye, muskie trolling, fly fishing for giant pike, understanding ice fish electronics, Lake Erie walleye start to finish, kayak fishing, and that is just Thursday. So the schedule is, as always, amazing. You guys do a fantastic job with the speakers, so you guys definitely need some kudos for that. What does it cost?
Yeah.
What's it cost for a guy to get into the show?
Admission is $10 for adults. Children that are 6 to 14 are $4, and then anybody under 6 is free.
Okay. What kind of crowds do you see? I know as a vendor, it's one of the biggest shows that we see. What kind of numbers do we see at the Ultimate Fishing Show in Novi?
Yeah, you know, and we always say this, we invite about 10 million people. you know, that being said, you know, not everybody comes. This show, you know, is going to be, you know, every year, it's crazy, even when we have years that aren't so great for weather, you know, we're right in that 30 to 35,000 mark every year, you know, which is a lot of people.
It is a lot of people, and there are times when you literally cannot walk through the show because of the people. So if you are coming to shop, a little advice, kind of plan your trip around some of those heavy times. You know, I know early Thursday when the show opens is always a great time, a little slower. Friday morning is always a little slower. And then usually, you know, Saturday afternoon, by the time we get to 3-4 o'clock, the crowd is kind of thinned out a little bit. So if you're coming to shop and want to spend some time with the people you want to see, kind of, if you can get there Thursday or Friday morning, you probably got a lot better chance of being able to spend some time with some vendors. How long have you been associated with the show? It seems like I've known you forever. How long have you actually been associated with Showspan in the Novi Ultimate Fishing Show?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I've actually been an employee of Showspan now 5 years. I was an exhibitor before that. So, you know, I've been, you know, on that side of things. Oh, gosh, I think you'd have to go back about 18 years, you know, on that side of things. So, you know, my start, so to speak, was being on the exhibitor side, having a booth at the show and doing that whole end of things. And now I'm kind of on the other side of it, you know, with running the show. And I'm in my 5th year when it comes to that.
Wow, seems like it's been a lot longer than that. These
years
sure go by. Anybody new at the show as far as a vendor? Anybody new there that would get people excited that haven't been there before or have been gone for a few years and are just now coming back?
There are going to be a few, you know, new ones here. You know, I've got, you know, and most of these aren't going to be the giant, you know, huge displays or anything like that, but you know, they're those smaller manufacturers that have maybe kind of a unique product that maybe people haven't really seen before. They don't have a lot of money to invest in, TV advertising and everything else, because they're just getting started. So, and forgive me if I get some of their names wrong, but, Fish Sense is a new one, and they've got like an underwater camera. Panfish Plastics is another new one that's out of like the Minnesota area. And, obviously in the ice fishing world, the plastic trailers on your teardrops are becoming a huge thing. And they sell a lot of that kind of stuff. I've got a new scent company that's going to be here with a fish scent. I'm sure I'm missing a few here. But I was surprised. There's quite a few new people this year.
And that's
Yonk Outdoors is another new one.
That's a great sign, the show obviously being healthy and growing and people wanting to be here. We've got Lake Ultimate, 100,000-gallon inland lake that I am afraid every year I'm going to be the first guy to run across the side and dump 100,000 gallons of water across the show when I'm doing my jig fishing seminar. I worry about that every year, but that's always an attraction. What else do we got going as far as big attractions that people probably can't see anywhere else other than the Ultimate Fishing Show in Novi?
Yeah, obviously Lake Ultimate is kind of unique. We really are the only show in the country that does that. And we do that at our Grand Rapids show as well. So Grand Rapids and then over here in Novi. And, that is a huge pool. Obviously, we actually have boats in it. It's got docks on it. It's stocked with fish. Seminar speakers like yourself actually get out in these boats and do seminars from that space while they're fishing, which is a very unique setup. We also have the Hog Trough, which is like a mobile aquarium. They present seminars off that as well, where they actually get up on top of this thing. That's a great seminar to teach, like, presentations of lures, because the guy can actually cast, and the sides of it are open, where you can see his bait being, worked back to him and see how the baits run and how they work, and you actually, fish come up and grab them and everything else. So that's another unique setup when it comes to that. For the kids, on that Hog Trough, Dan Armitage does a fantastic kids fishing seminar, so really kind of an introduction to fishing, which is a huge draw at the show. We also have the Crane Hill rock climbing wall, so kids can do rock climbing. Premier Animal Attractions is here. I haven't heard or seen what they're bringing this year, but usually they have some smaller, like baby animals. They have baby tigers, stuff like that people love to check out. And who could forget the trout pond? I mean, the trout pond's a huge draw for people. So you can actually go fishing in the trout pond. I have vivid memories of being 7 or 8 years old myself, and my dad taking me to the show and going in the trout pot. So that's always a mainstay. And on top of that, we do a shore lunch, fish fry at the show. So there's a ton of great food you can get here as well.
All right. So I'm on the website here, www.showspan.com, then click on the Ultimate Fishing Show Detroit. I see a $2 off coupon that allows you to get $2 off any admission on Thursday and Friday. So again, if you guys really want to shop and have time to talk to vendors, Thursday and Friday is the best time to get there. And if you go to www.showspan.com and click on the Ultimate Fishing Show in Detroit, there is a $2 off coupon to get you $2 off your admission on Thursday and Friday. All right, anything else, Ben, you want to let us know about before we let you get back to getting the guys moved in and getting the show set up?
That's probably the good gist of it. And it's a great point that you brought up about people, on some, giving them kind of some off times if they want to do some serious shopping. That's a really helpful hint. And the other thing, too, on Thursday and Friday, the first 500 people that come get a free devil spoon, which is kind of a nice thing. And, we find out that, year in and year out, we have a lot of people that actually collect those spoons. So I've had guys come in and show me the last 10 years worth of Daredevil spoons that they have, from the show. So it's a great thing. Everything is pointed in a really positive direction with the show this year. One other point I will bring up, just as I'm closing here, ice fishing. This show has a ton of ice fishing product at it. Really, it is the biggest ice fishing show in the state of Michigan. There's obviously other things at this show, but that's a big component. This year, ice doesn't look so good. Now, it's cold today, and that's a good sign, but it's not looking so good. And the thing that I want to point out to people that they may not realize is that this is probably one of the best years to shop for ice fishing equipment. When we have bad ice years, retailers tend to sell their stuff for a lot better price. So if you're looking for or ever thought about getting a shanty or maybe getting a power auger, the last two winters, we've had a ton of ice. Now's the time. Even though we don't have a ton of ice right now, this is a great year to shop for ice fishing stuff.
And will our friends at Frank's have their great big giant ice fishing display again this year?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. In fact, you may be able to hear some pounding in the background. They're setting it up right now.
Okay. So I know last year there was probably 20, 25 shanties that were actually on display on the floor, and they had a big, giant ice fishing section. Our friends at Frank's Great Outdoors up in Linwood. So if you're an ice fisherman, this is definitely the place to come to see a lot of stuff at one time in one area and actually get a chance to compare side by side and make the best decision on buying some electronics or some shanties or some equipment for ice fishing and tons of other things at the Ultimate Fishing Show in Detroit. Ben, thank you so much for your time. I know you are absolutely crazy right now. We will see you tomorrow when we roll in with our Walleye 101 crew to get our booth set up. We will see you sometime tomorrow morning. And just, again, thank you for your time. Relax a little bit. Tell the girls that everything that they keep sending me an email reminding me to send them, I'll have for them tomorrow. Tell them to chill out just a little. They need to learn that I'm kind of, you know, last-minute guy. That's just how it is. So,
I keep telling them that, but, you know, it is what it is.
They you know what? Same thing my wife does. You know, you knew about this in September. Why are you not ready yet? So I guess there's some lessons to be taken there from the ladies in our life. So,
that's definitely a good point.
Tell everybody I said hello at the show. We will see you tomorrow when we pull in with, like I said, the Walleye 101 gang to get everything set up, and we are looking forward to an absolutely fantastic show as always. Ben, again, thank you for your time. Have a great day today. Can't wait to see you tomorrow.
All right. Thanks a bunch, man.
All right. Thanks, Ben.
Bye-bye.
So there you go. Ben Nielsen, the show manager of the Ultimate Fishing Show in Detroit at the Suburban Collection Showplace on Grand River, right off of I-96 at the Novi exit. Used to be the Rock Financial Showplace. A big show coming up this weekend. We'll be back in just a second here to wrap up this podcast and give you the actual dates and times of the shows and actually go through our seminar schedule of the show. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Teaching Fishing Podcast.
You wouldn't call a foot doctor if you needed brain surgery. Make the right choice when insuring your boat. Your boat is a huge investment. When it comes to insuring it, you should only deal with the best. The best is Worldwide Marine Underwriters. Save money and make sure that you have the right coverage. Call Bob Llewellyn at 1-800-339-1235 or go to www.worldwidemarineins.com. That's www.worldwidemarineins.com.
Okay, big thank you to Ben Nielsen, the manager of the Ultimate Fishing Show in Detroit. Let's get you some dates and times real quick so you can get to the show. Thursday, January 7th from 3 o'clock to 9:30. Friday, January 8th, 11 to 9:30. Saturday on January 9th, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. And then Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. We will have the Teaching Fishing and the Fishing Education booth back in the northwest corner by Lake Ultimate. I will be doing seminars every day on jig fishing for Detroit River Walleye on Lake Ultimate and also doing electronics seminar in one of the seminar rooms. We'll have a full display of Lowrance electronics there, so come by if you need an update. We're going to do free updates on Lowrance current machines. We're going to be able to show you how the new stuff works, show you some networking. We'll have a MotorGuide XI5 there, show you how that links to your Lowrance units. You can get the most out of your MotorGuide XI5, the best trolling motor on the market. We'll also have our friends from TraxTech. We'll have their full display in our area, and also Mike Steffes from Warrior Lures. We'll have his full display of spoons, spinner blades, custom painted lures in the fishing education booth right back in the northwest corner, right close to Lake Ultimate. So come by and see us. We'd love to talk to you. Can't wait to see you all there. If you're a new member or new to the Walleye 101 Public Forum, come by and say hi. There are going to be a lot of our Walleye 101 guys there that you probably already know. So come by and say hi. Get a chance to get out. The weather looks kind of crummy. The ice isn't good enough to fish on. It's going to be cold. The water's kind of frozen. It's really hard to get the boat out. Spend some time this weekend down at the show. See all your friends, all our Walleye 101 guys. Come by and see everything we've got for Detroit River fishing. We'll have all of our custom tackle there and everything else that's going on there. And maybe even buy a boat. Just tell your wife it followed you home. Thanks for the podcast. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. We shall see you hopefully at the show this weekend. If not, we'll see you next week on the Teaching Fishing Podcast. I'm Captain Lance Valentine. Thanks for tuning in.